until repairs are made. The recall should begin February 23rd. Keith Peters reporting.
Female hockey players from the rival Koreas were paired up with each other in their first ever Olympic squad for next month's Winter Games in South Korea. This is their country's press ahead with rare reconciliation steps following months of tension over the North's nuclear program. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. Good morning. It's Thursday. Good morning, Trishy.
Good morning.
And you know who else is here? Bed Bob.
Oh, hello. Interesting skies this morning, as Trish will explain.
Oh, yeah. Well,
yeah.
I thought it was going to be like raining and just like pouring down today.
Well, and yesterday, last evening, it most certainly was. I was standing in my kitchen, and I thought my gutters were all clean, and all of a sudden the water is literally leaping out of the gutter in front of my garage door, and I was really glad I didn't have to drive out. Went out later. It wasn't even plugged. That's how hard it was raining.
It was raining yesterday at noon. Really, really hard. Now, that was, and so, because I was meeting Lighty over at a place, and by the time I got out of my truck and walked over there, I mean, it was like I was wearing a hat soaked, and I'm like, this is crazy.
Yeah, it is.
But I thought it was going to rain hard last night and then be still raining this morning.
Well, but I think we still have more in store. It's 35 degrees in downtown Reading as we speak. We're looking for showers today, 90% chance of showers. That's pretty likely. Showers likely, then rain through the evening, 34 degrees this evening, high of 46. On Friday, slight chance of showers. High 48 and chance of rain on Friday night, low of 36. Saturday, only 40% chance of rain, high of 52 and a low of 34.
Sunday, I hope there's no rain.
Saturday, mostly cloudy. Sunday, mostly sunny with a high near 63. Sunday night, partly cloudy with a low around 42. And then cloudy, chance of rain by next Tuesday. Wow. The weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
You know what the weather was at 2:35 this morning?
I have no idea, thank God.
It was not raining, but it was frosty out there. And when I see Elk Killer drinking water at 10 o'clock at night, I go, no, no. And she looks over her shoulder at me, and she just drinks faster.
Yeah.
You know, and it's probably my fault because I give her big, you know, I keep her water always fresh. And she wandered on over there, and I went, oh, no. Because when she drinks water at 10 o'clock, even if she's been out.
Yeah.
Because she'll go out around 9. And I took her out at 9. She comes back, drinks a gallon of water. And at 2:30, she comes over and starts her outside dance next to the bed. So 2:30 in the morning, there I am with her.
Must have been a conspiracy because about 3 o'clock I had to take mine out.
They must have been barking earlier.
They talked to each other. Anyway. So
kind of like Lady in the Tramp.
You know how cold it is when you walk outside, and not only can you see your breath coming out of your mouth, but out of your nose. I mean, that's how cold it was. Yeah. I mean, that was pretty cold. Anyway, she seemed to enjoy herself.
Yeah, well.
They never go right away. So she just go around and check the yard.
Find the perfect spot.
The whole yard should be perfect. Anyway, good morning, Trish. How are you? What have you been doing?
Well,
have you stayed out of trouble?
No, sir. But that's a good thing. I'll tell you. One thing I want to just give a shout out to the Riverfront Playhouse. Went to that play last night.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Excellent. Excellent.
Is it? Don't tell us how it ends.
No, I won't. But the acting is as always. I'm always just amazed at the local talent that we have.
We have some very, very talented
people. And this was, it's a one-act play, Man from Earth. And just so, just well done, written by one of the authors from
Twilight Zone.
Twilight Zone.
And he also wrote a couple of the Star Trek ones.
Star Trek, exactly. So it's definitely science fiction.
Yeah.
But it's
story is of a professor that's is resigning his position, and all his friends go over to find out why. And during the discussions, I guess he says, "I live forever."
Yeah.
And so every 10 years I have to move because people realize I haven't aged.
Yes.
And then the whole rest of the plays are trying to prove that he's wrong or prove that he's right.
Right. Yeah.
It's
very intriguing.
Okay, I may have to break.
Just tell people that they need to get out and see this one. It's a good one.
Okay.
And we always want to support the Riverfront Playhouse.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, great people in there from, like you said, so much talent we have in this town. And whether it's singing, dancing, these plays, these musicals, the Riverfront, you've got and other groups of people putting things on. Kids, somebody came in and told me what they called in and said what a great time they had over at the Reading School of the Arts for the I think it was Sleeping Beauty or something they had, they put on. But they said these are eighth grade down. These are the oldest ones in eighth grader.
Yeah.
And they said it was just absolutely beautiful. The sets, everything. It was just wonderful.
I heard somebody say the other day, one thing, Reading, and people are always talking about, Reading, it's nice to go to the city. We have no culture. And I go, you know what you're talking about. I take advantage of these venues because I love live performances.
Yeah.
I mean, there's something at the Cascade every weekend. There's the Riverfront Playhouse. There's Shasta College.
The Civic is rolling stuff
It's got stuff coming and going all the time. Wind River's got acts that come in and out. Anderson down at their Performing Arts Theater. They put on incredible performances down there 3 or 4 times a year. And there's always, if you just go online and look at local events every weekend, you can find, last weekend I went to 3 different performances at different places that were, and I mean, because there's always something going on, great acts. And we're not talking mediocre kind of performances.
No, we're talking good.
We're talking excellent. You walk out and go, wow, what a good concert, what a good play, good stuff.
If you want to have a good time too, you go down to the Frontier Senior Center for breakfast
Sundays.
If you want to see, that's great because this month I'm going down one of the trails and bringing in one of the camps, the homeless camps.
Uh-huh.
So you can feed all those guys.
And you're going to buy tickets for each and every one of them because it is a donation.
Well, I'll tell them to donate something.
No, it is. It is what? Actually, it's not a donation. It's $6 for breakfast.
Oh, okay. Anyway, but that's a there is a lot of things. Linda, I mean, we've seen things like Chicago has been here out there at Shasta College. They have Cascade had the what was that thing of rock? Legends of Rock, Rock of Ages, which was incredibly good. I still talk about it. But they've had Fiddler on the Roof. They've had all of these just outstanding. And then the Christmas performances every year are knockouts.
Mark Cohn was there last weekend. Mm-hmm. I remember Mark Cohn walking through Memphis.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay. And not somebody I hadn't thought of in a long time.
He only had that one song, right?
Well, no, he had quite a venue for a while back in the early 90s.
Yeah.
He used to sing a lot with the Blind Boys from Alabama, which are another great group of singers, and they were with him at this concert. Just... Excellent performances. Fun stuff. I like live entertainment.
Wow.
Well, the only thing we really are lacking in this area, this is a really good opportunity for somebody, is they need to start up a really nice dance venue. Something that actually plays music that you can...
What kind?
Well, something you can dance to. Something you can...
Country?
Some nice Strauss,
Well, something you can do a little bit of jitterbug to.
Don't
maybe
you remember last, yeah, but the places they've had...
Jitterbug?
Did
you just say jitterbug?
I did say jitterbug.
Okay.
So the waltz, the foxtrot.
What's a jitterbug?
Yeah. I won't go into refers to what we do now, but...
Well, you know what? From what I understand,
they touch.
Back in those days,
you touch when you dance.
I understand those are sexually charged dances, though. The tango, the foxtrot. You're touching your partner.
Yeah.
And you're turning and bumping.
Actually, dancing
each other.
Together, you need a partner. It's good stuff.
You know what? You need.
Yeah.
Every night. To lay down on your sleep number bed.
Get a good night's rest, absolutely.
What's your sleep number setting?
55.
My sleep number setting is 60. Then the sleep number setting is 45. And when I left this morning, it seemed like it was working. And it works until for like 20 minutes. And then she has to get up because she's like, she just can't. Unlike me, where I can lay anywhere.
I manage my sleep number.
You have slept in some fascinating places, I'm sure.
I have chalked in and slept on the side of a mountain, and it was just not a lot of fun because I kept thinking, are these things going to really work the whole night? of course they're going to work the whole night. Our sleep number. Hey, right now, in honor of 52 years of football's favorite Sunday, Super Bowl Sunday, you can take $50 off any item over $100 from Sleep Number, which, by the way, have you tried their pillows? And I have tried their pillows. Their pillows are great, absolutely great. You visit sleepnumber.com, big game, to get your $52 coupon now through the 4th of February. Again, that's sleepnumber.com/big game. And remember, Sleep Number beds start at $899.99, and it adjusts to you. Does your bed do that? Does your bed give you a great night's sleep? Of course not. Head on down to the Target Shopping Center. Go see what a real great bed and will do for you for a good night's sleep.
And you don't need to actually watch the game to take advantage of the offer.
Absolutely not, because there's a lot of people that aren't.
That's right.
My friend Ted Leidy, who is a football fanatic, has not watched one game this year.
I'll have to congratulate. I concur.
Not one game
absolutely, because I have not either. And I am a rabid Raider fan. I mean, I never miss a game. I go to the games live. I love my football. I didn't watch them this year if I just checked how bad they've done. But I have not watched an NFL game, not even a part of one, all year long. Kind of been watching college football on Saturday to get my football fix.
College football is
great. Because I love the game. I mean, I really love it.
Is you DVR like five or six games you don't see, and then during the season, the NFL season, you just watch college football during on Sundays.
There you go. I hadn't thought of that. I should start doing that because I've been watching it on Saturday. Had to readjust my whole schedule.
We got to take a break, but I want to talk about the latest thing the NFL did. I've already talked about it once, but I need to talk about it again. I also want to talk about this Dr. Nasser from the U.S. Olympics, the gymnastics team, and just sentenced to death yesterday. We'll be right back.
Billion Patrick for Redding Kia. Kia, America's best value.
Today, you can lease a 2017 Kia Forte for just $169 per month plus tax. Just $19.99 cash or trade due at signing. No security deposit. Cap cost $19,200.
Choose from six at this offer. $169 per month for 36 months for a brand new 2017 Kia Forte. Highest ranked compact car and initial quality. For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com.
Get 0% financing for 75 months on four of Redding Kia's most popular new 2018s. Drive America's best value.
We've been driving Kias for years. Come to Redding Kia, America's best warranty, complimentary lifetime oil changes, and so much more.
Plus government fees and taxes, any finance charges, any dealer document processing charge, any electronic filing charge, any emission testing fee on approval of credit subject to prior sale. 36,000-mile lease. 0% offer is $1,333 per thousand financed. Must lease or finance through KMF. Ends 131.
Redding Kia. RedingKia.com.
Come join Bob and Chick Miller of Bella Vista Farms Animal Sanctuary the evening of March 16th at the Wind River Event Center for their annual fundraising dinner and auction. It'll be a wonderful evening of fun, great food, entertainment, and a fantastic auction. 100% of money raised goes to the care and feeding of abandoned and abused animals that call the farm their forever home. Some of the great items to be auctioned off include 9 nights of luxurious accommodations at the St. James Club and villas on Antigua for up to six people, a six-night South African photo safari for two, and 10 nights at the Club Barbados Resort and Spa for up to six people. So get your tickets today at any Redding or Anderson VCA Animal Clinic, online at bellavistafarm.org, or give Chick a call at 347-0544. Get $5 off if you purchase your tickets by February 28th. And remember, it's all about the animals.
Cold weather is quickly approaching Northern California. Give SST Oil a call today to hear their competitive prices for home heating fuel. Veterans are offered a 5% discount on heater sales and services and a 5% discount on home heating fuels. That's SST Oil. Give them a call at 241-1167. That's 241-1167. SST Oil. SST Oil supports our veteran community. Linda and I live a pretty hectic life, and when we get away, we want to have a place that provides solitude and quiet. Well, we found that place, Cottage by the Sea, over in Smith River. Imagine a weekend away from all the concerns of your everyday life. Sunrise, sunsets, walk on a beach that is never crowded. Privacy, quiet, and solitude. Cottage has full kitchen, hot tub, ocean views, and it's only a short drive to Brookings, Oregon. If you want to go over there to the shops, call Lori at 541-469-3414. That's Cottage by the Sea.
And now, back to our show.
I don't have a headphone.
Where's your headphones, huh?
I don't have any headphones. Or I would have them on. I don't have them.
Picked out a piece of music just perfect. It's they're talking about your dance there, Trish. You know,
Trish, your headphones were down by your feet. So it's the long end.
And the punchline.
And this is absolutely great music.
Welcome.
Well, that's
back.
Actually Wham with George Michael.
So there you go. It doesn't take old-fashioned music to be able to dance appropriately to it. And there's a lot of people out there that like to dance. Of all ages.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. 23 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. It's 35 degrees out there. And if you don't think it's 35, walk around a little bit outside.
Chippy.
At
3
o'clock or 2:35 in the morning, just a robe on and a pair of slippers. And let me tell you, the hair on
your
leg.
You're
going to
be drawing a crowd in your backyard, Carl.
I tell you what.
2:30 in the morning.
Good. Then I could have left the dog out with them. Okay. A lot of things going on. I want to talk about this guy, Dr. Nasser. I may have even written his name down wrong, but this is the guy that was the physician, the sports physician, sports medicine guy for the U.S. women's gymnastics team. And I'm sure everybody's heard about this, but he molested a number of girls. And, you know, they have got him for seven, but they said there were maybe 100.
Yeah.
And so, so the judge,
he pled
guilty. He just pled. No, and no trial. The girls got to confront him. Girls were crying and screaming and all this. I mean, these are ones you have seen that are on the Olympic teams that have won gold medals. Others of them quit because of this and never said anything. Well, the judge, she just rips into him and, you know, talks about, you know, how she's taking such great pleasure and in this, making sure he is never on the street again. And she says, you know, 175 years, I just signed your death warrant. And I'm thinking to myself, well, okay. But it almost seemed like she was getting too much enjoyment out of this, you know? Hey, I just sentenced you to death. I mean,
except that we have to now pay for him.
For the rest of his life.
For the rest of his life. We have to pay to have him incarcerated.
But he's in a regular prison population.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Good thing he doesn't actually have a death penalty because if he did, then we'd have to really.
Death penalty is 100,000 plus a year for each one of those. We've got 765 on death row. At least that's when I went through there.
In California?
In San Quentin.
Yeah,
it's like 750 or something like that, and it was, you know, that was that day, and any day it changes because most of the time they just die of natural causes because they've been in there a long time because it's been that long since they executed anybody. And they're kept in individual cells that are stacked up. It almost looks like a beehive. And they have a sink, the toilet, the bed. Some of them can have TV sets, but these are transparent TV sets that when they come in, you can see everything that's in them. You know, they make them so, you know, so the guards can look at it. And then they go down, they get, I think they get to take a shower 3 days a week, and they take, you know, they go down there. Then they get to go out in the exercise yard where they're out there. No weights anymore. You know, push-ups and pull-ups and things like that. But
no weights because they can get too strong?
No weights. Oh, yeah, because those guys that come out.
Because heavy pieces of iron can be used as weapons.
Well, it's not only that, but these guys would, you know, you could tell, used to be able to tell they'd come out of prison. They'd be like Mr. Universe kind of guys. You know, I mean, they're pumped like that. And what? Imagine the guards.
Yeah.
You know, you're watching this guy gain 40 pounds during his 10 years in there for manslaughter, and it's 40 pounds of muscle. And he's got an attitude now. Anyway, so but yeah, you're right, because it cost like $50,000 just to house a regular guy, but it cost well over $100,000 to house a prisoner that's been sentenced to death. And not only that, this we also get to pay for his lawyer. If you've just been sentenced to life in prison and you want to have a lawyer, you pay for it. If you've been sentenced to death, the state pays for it. You like that one?
I'm not sure that's true.
It's true.
Well, because they're indigent. We pay for all of the anybody that wants that gets accused of a crime on the outside.
On the outside, but once they've been convicted,
and
if they want to appeal it, they either appeal it themselves or they have to pay.
So they use our law books that we provide for them.
They get college degrees and learn how to fly fish, salsa dancing, yoga. They have something like, 275 programs that they can use. And the thing about it is that they use, the more that they graduate from, you know, then, it, you know, it all goes onto their parole thing. So, when you know, if they get paroled, which a lot of them don't.
They live pretty good in there.
Sessions, Jeff Sessions. Hey, Sanctuary Cities, he has now said is that they're taking a look at, they just might start issuing subpoenas to cities that, you know, that says essentially, tell us, show us the documentation that you are cooperating with federal immigration authorities. And already, Bill de Blasio out of New York and Ledru out of New Orleans said, well, we're not going to go to the mayor's conference because that's an assault on the Constitution. I'm not sure why that's an assault on the Constitution when you're asking. It's against the law to come into our country illegally. Will everybody agree on that? And, you know, I wonder if you can get people to agree on that. It's against the law to come into our country without permission, without going through the immigration authorities. Will everybody agree that that's against the law?
I have acquaintances who are trying to do this legally and have been trying to do so for 15 years.
There you go.
Well, let me
when
tell
I was on the board, I helped many people. A really good friend who was from Germany had been here forever and was trying to get. Become a citizen, and we did a dog and pony show that you wouldn't believe. Wally Herger helped us do it, finally went down to San Francisco, but it's a very complicated...
It is, and it costs money, and that needs to be fixed. We need to fix the system that way, but that's internal. But again, let me ask this question. Does everybody agree that it's illegal for somebody just to come across the border without asking permission to come into our country and stay?
Absolutely. Okay. They've broken the law.
Right. So how is it against the Constitution of the United States of America for the premier legal authority in the United States of America, in this case the Attorney General, to say, I want you to provide documentation that says that you are cooperating with our immigration authorities. How is that against the Constitution? How does a judge keep the government from saying, if you do not want to cooperate with us, then we're just going to cut off your public safety funds? Because you're not cooperating, you're not doing the things that you're supporting people that are breaking the law. Now you're breaking the law. Can somebody explain that one to me?
Nobody can explain it to you because you're trying to put rationality to irrational thought processes.
Many, many years ago, Brenda and I considered briefly moving to either Australia or up into Canada. The restrictions. You have to have especially for Australia, you have to have a skill they need. You have to be in a certain age bracket. You have to have a certain amount of money already put aside so you're not a burden on their society. All these requirements, plus you don't get you get taxed in the U.S. as your money goes out, and you get taxed in Australia as your money comes in. It didn't pencil out. And
we didn't do it. Yeah. Yeah, I want to go back to our homeless population just really quickly for a minute, because there's this just really short story I need to tell you. I was talking to this homeless man, and I asked him, what in the heck happened? How did he get into that condition? He said up until last week, he said he had it all. He had plenty to eat. My clothes were washed and pressed. I had a roof over my head. I had HDTV and internet. I went to the gym, the pool, the library. I was working on my MBA. I had no bills, no debt. I even had full medical coverage. I said, my God, what happened? What did you get into drugs? I went through a bad divorce, alcohol. He said, oh, no, nothing like that. I just got paroled.
Boom, boom. And we'll be
right
back. I
just thought that kind of said it all.
Ever wondered what you should be looking for in a good mechanic? And what should a auto repair shop do for you? You know, engine repair and all those things. We're going to bring on a guy, and he's going to talk about that. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Real people, real winners. Wind River Resort and Casino's ultimate tailgate party is the talk of the town for football fans. Come down and be a part of the big game event, the ultimate tailgate party. On Sunday, February 4th, the event center will transform into a football frenzy and roar with the thrill of the big game. Game at 3 p.m. Best food yet, drink specials, party favors, prizes, kickoff for cash drawings, and tailgate fun. Watch the big game on 5 large TV screens and 2 super-sized TV screens. $25 per person or $200 for a table. This event sells out fast. Get your tickets now online or at the River Club. Wind River Resort and Casino is the only place in town that offers all this hard-hitting football action into one package. We also offer our guests a free Safe Ride courtesy shuttle home. Stay in a luxurious hotel. Reserve your room now for your greatest gaming experience ever. Must be 21 to attend this extreme event. For details on the ultimate tailgate party, download the Wind River app on Google Play and the Apple Store. It's playtime all the time at Wind River Resort and Casino.
What does it take to be called the best of the North State? More importantly, what does it take to be called the best in the North State 12 years in a row? It takes a business ownership, management, and staff that work together to let their customers know that they're not just customers, they're family. Since 1982, Orchard Nutrition Center has held to that commitment. Their commitment to bring to you the best possible products at the lowest possible prices. To never buy closeouts, overstocks, outdated, improperly formulated, or otherwise stressed merchandise. To provide you with a trained professional staff to help you make the right product decisions for the health of you and your family. To listen, to respond, and to always say thank you. Because we realize that we're all in this together. What does it take to be called the best in the North State 12 years in a row? It takes you. Thank you from everyone at Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
And now, Carl and Linda Botts. This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studio at the KCNR 1460 with Carl Botts and Trish Clark. Good morning, everybody. Trish is here on my Thursdays.
I love Thursday morning. As soon as I get away.
I'm trying to read my computer here. For some reason, it goes, you know, Bob, and I don't understand this, but why does it sometimes go, it's bright, the screen's bright, and other times, it's not, it's kind of dimmer. Do I have to, like, touch it or something?
Well, depending on the age of your computer, it might be looking at the, well, you may have to go into your screen brightness. It may be set for automatic, so it's detecting its surroundings, and it says, oh, my screen needs to be this bright. And if you tilt it, and then it picks up the lights overhead, it says, oh, I'm in a bright environment, and I need to turn the screen up. But if you tilt it back the other way, it says, oh, it's dark, so it dims the light down.
Why does it dim the light down? I feel like it would get
brighter. It's an automatic. Well, if it thinks it's in a darker environment, it's an energy thing. So go into your settings. I'll show you later. Go into your settings and turn automatic brightness off.
This portion of the show is bright. Okay.
Bob's
totally screwed me up on that.
You've got questions, we've got answers.
This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at SST Oil. You know, SST Oil is starting their 51st year. It's an employee-owned company. They travel all over, of course, not just California, but Oregon and Nevada and so many other places. It's a large distributor of Valero, Beacon, and 76 brands. They have a fuel card. CFN that we have in our in here at the studios and Linda and I carry, that's good for over 57,000 places. That's right, 57,000 places. And for everybody that's out there that has a business and the fact that you may have a lot of a lot of trucks or cars on the road, go to SST Oil. Find out how much kind of deals they can make for you, because I tell you what, it works with SST Oil. Not only that, but veterans, when you get into the heating systems and the heating oil, you get a discount. Give them a call at 241-1167. But also, one last thing, too, is that they are looking for drivers. If you're a driver and you've got a clean record, they're looking for a number of drivers for not only just right now, but for the rest of the year. They're looking for 7 drivers. So if you're a driver, you're looking for to work for a really a great company that takes care of you, you go to SST Oil, 241-1167. And speaking of trucks and making them go, we've got Justin Locke with us from Veterans Diesel and Auto.
Good morning, Carl.
Hey, buddy. How you
Good
doing?
Good morning,
Carl. I'm just finer than frog fur and twice as fluffy.
I better watch the rest of my...
Hey.
Well, so, hey, twice as fluffy?
Yes, sir.
Finer than frog here. Okay. Or fur, twice as fluffy. That's cool. Okay, I wanted to ask you, let's talk a little bit about you. Veteran?
Yes, sir.
And we've talked about that.
Thank you for your service.
That's right.
Thank you, ma'am.
Desert Storm. Is that right? Or
yes.
Okay.
Desert Shield and Storm.
Desert Shield and Storm. And wasn't, it was such a pleasant time in the desert for all those months. You were part of what, 82nd?
101st.
Okay. 101st Air Mobile. And 101st and 82nd get into it all the time. In fact, you go to one of their clubs and it's fun to watch them. The Marines just stand by the bar and watch them go at it. we don't take sides. You came back to Reading. What brought you back to Reading?
Family. Family have been here, I want to say from back around the 30s. And it's always been home. I love the North State. I love everything that's got to offer up here, for recreation and just a great place to live.
It is indeed.
It is good. And so you came back and you worked. You're a mechanic. You're a master mechanic.
Yes, sir.
And you worked for people.
I worked for a lot of the shops in town. Mm-hmm. Just making a living and, building your trade, building your tools, and just getting a good handle on everything.
And then when did you decide to step out?
Well, about 9 months ago, it just kind of bit me that, okay, it's time. You've got the skills. You've got the tools. You've done this for 30 years for everybody else. Why not do it for yourself and build something for your future?
I think that's a great idea. And that's what we so much support local businesses, small businesses, entrepreneurs that have worked and said, I can do this and I should, why not start my own? Why not start your own radio station? Why not start your own? Your own mechanic shop. Okay. So you've been doing this for 9 months. So are they lined up out the door?
Oh, I wish. There's days where I turn around and... every bay's full, or one or two sitting out in the parking lot, and there's days where, hey, you're lucky to have one job in there and spend the day sweeping the shop and twiddling your thumbs.
Well, but we're trying to help that, too. But because people are always looking for a good mechanic, a competent, fair guy or girl.
A place where you can drive your car in,
yes.
Get an evaluation mm-hmm. that you can trust. That's accurate.
Yep.
They're not going to try to rebuild the engine when you just need a spark plug. They're not going to try and tell you something's broke that isn't. Mm-hmm. Especially women. I could just, by yourself, It's like you got a sign on your forehead. You walk in and they go, well, I could really take her to the cleaners.
And you know, that is one of the most aggravating things about this industry is you deal with a lot of guys that, I mean, they don't seem to get it. That, hey, we all basically drink from the same well here.
Yeah.
And every time a mechanic or a business owner is not up, you know, straight up and truthful with a customer, that customer leaves with a natural distrust of everybody in that industry from there on out.
That's exactly and, right. I mean, and word of mouth in this community is going to kill your business anyway.
You know, it can kill you or it can just
Or it can
bring
build
you
your business.
It can bring
That's
you.
Exactly
yes,
right.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so, and this is one of the big, this is what I really wanted to talk about today for Justin. Justin's a straight shooter, like we said. And, okay, so Trish comes in. Okay, Trish comes in, drives in her car. And she says, you know, I've got a strange noise I'm hearing in my engine.
Mm-hmm.
And then we try to mimic it so you can understand it. Of course,
have you seen that commercial?
I love
it. Oh, yeah.
Have you seen that commercial?
And it's too true. It is too true. We all do it.
Yeah,
all right.
Yeah.
Okay, so what should she expect from a mechanic?
Well, you know, the first point is get a really good handle of what the customer's complaints are. And after that, just do a really good diagnostic to where...
Okay, now, should they expect you to be writing it down or just kind of like nodding your head? See, I'm one of a person that I think people write something down, then I think they're listening to me. If they just nod their head at me, I'm thinking they've got like 10% of what I just said. So, I mean,
it kind of depends. Usually, if it's a single complaint that we're going after,
okay.
I honestly don't write it down because I know, okay, this is all we're doing. You know, we're not going to be trying to, like you said, rebuild the motor or anything else.
Okay.
We're going to take care of the single complaint the customer has. But I also have customers that come in and say, hey, I want to do this and this and this and this. I want you to look at that. And at that point, you know, I write down a long list. And as we go through them, check each one of them off and actually, you know, write down exactly what have we found. You know, what's going to be our best course of repair here? You know, not just that I can stand behind the work, but also to keep the cost down for the customer.
Okay. All right. So Trish has come in and she says it's making it blah, 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 blah. And you go, oh, yeah. So then at that point, what should the car owner expect? I've told you this is what, you know, this is what's going on. I'm not sure the lights come on or something like mm-hmm. this. Then you, as the owner and the guy that's going to fix it, do you tell us things or do you just kind of give us an idea what it could be or what?
I tell you exactly whatever it is that you need to know. Just for the simple fact, the part of this job that I really do enjoy is you not only get to deal with some really great people, and I have probably one of the absolutely the best customer bases. It's not a huge one, but I have the best customers in the world. But it's to be able to educate the customer that, hey, this is why your vehicle is making this noise.
Mm-hmm.
This is what we need to do to repair it. You know, and this is, you know, the kind of price range and the labor range that we're looking at, you know, to get the job done.
Okay. So you're telling them. So I'm coming in. I tell them what it is. They should be able to tell me if it's a light on or something like that. Give me an idea then, right then.
Yes.
But then you've got the car or the truck.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we leave. Now, then you go into it to make sure that that's what it is. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Or do I just drop it off to you and say, here it is, and then, you know, it's making this noise, and I leave. And you come back to me later with your idea that, okay, this is what it is, and this is what it's going to cost to fix.
Mm-hmm. No, honestly, most of the time, usually I try to get a customer in there for about 20 minutes or so, at least,
okay.
So I can get a decent idea so... Before that customer leaves the shop, they have at least a good idea of exactly what's wrong with the vehicle and a good estimate on what it's going to take to fix it.
Okay.
You know, so that there's no hidden surprises. There's no, oops, we just doubled what the estimate was.
But that can happen, too, because you might get into something and get something torn apart and then find out, whoa, not only do I have this problem, I've got something else.
It does happen. Try to keep that to be a rarity, though. And then that goes right back to, you know what, the first part of my real job is a good, solid diagnosis.
Yeah.
If you don't do a good diagnosis, you know, all bets are off. You're setting yourself up for failure.
Yeah, a lot of times you take it into, you know, to, and I'm not saying anything about, you know, the car selling companies. But you bring it if you drop it off. And then they call you later and say, okay, this is what it is and this is what it's going to cost. And it's like, excuse me? And, I mean, excuse me? As one time it did, and Bob tells me that I was, his mechanic said, they didn't kiss you? Anyway, so before I leave then, I should expect that you've told me, you've given me a pretty good, really good an idea of what it is and what it's going to cost. And then as you're in it, and you're right, you're absolutely right, because it makes it, it doesn't look good if you call me back and say, oh, by the way, mm-hmm. I just realized that this needs to be replaced, and this needs to be replaced, and this fell out, and this is going to be three times what I have, and I've got your car taken apart right now. That right there is gets to, I mean, you always try to avoid that.
Yes, absolutely. And the other thing is you have to keep those lines of communication open with your customer, to where, once you find something, hey, I got to call you up, say, hey, I hate to break this to you, but we have found something else. It may be critical. It may not be. If it's something that can wait, okay, let's get the initial job taken care of so the vehicle can come back to the customer. Because Lord knows we all have to have our transportation.
Yeah.
Nowadays you cannot live a normal life without a vehicle. Trying to skateboard to work or even walk anymore is not really an option for any of us. So it's a matter of, the first foremost thing is, hey, let's get that vehicle fixed and kind of give a priority list of what needs to be fixed first, second, and third, and some of the preventive maintenance to prevent problems in the future.
Well, that's the other thing, too, I want to talk about when we get back. Okay, so Trish and I drive in there, and Trish is going, and you're going, well, and I've heard that before. So you go in there, and you're looking at it, and you talk to us about it, whatever you know about us. So when we leave, you say, okay, it's going to be that part that makes that little weird noise, and it can be replaced, and it's going to take me a couple hours, and the part's going to cost me $50. Mm-hmm. If it costs you $50, and it's going to take me 2 hours to do it. Okay, so we leave, and that's what we should be expecting, that. And if you do find something else, you'll say, you know what, this could be a problem for you in the next 20,000 miles, but we can wait, or you can bring it back in again. Mm-hmm. But just to identify it for your customer.
Exactly.
So it doesn't need to be fixed right now, but you need to keep this in mind and get it fixed here because it's going to wear out.
And that's another large part of it is that, heading off small problems before they become big problems. You can do a pad slap, do some front brakes, clean up the rotors. All right, you're fairly cheap. You can be in and out of there for about $100 or so.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if that same vehicle, you don't tell them anything. Next thing you know, they've run those pads all the way into the rotors. They've ground the rotors up. Now they have to be replaced. And all of a sudden, the cost goes up exponentially.
Could have been cheaper just putting
the
brakes on it.
The fact that you can stay exponentially is very impressive to me. Because I can't say that. I never even used that word until somebody uses it. Then I have to say it right after them.
So you can pronounce it.
Because if I do it, you should have heard me one day with that one word I used. I used it so wrong.
You keep on using that word. I do not think it means what you think it does.
I used the same word so badly that Gary Hullahan, the English professor, came down, told me I was mispronouncing it, and gave me a book on English.
Oh,
I'm with Justin Locke here from Veterans Diesel and Auto. And you know what? Whether you are a surgeon, a master surgeon, or a master mechanic, I'm thinking, I think master mechanics are, sometimes harder to find. I just do that because I'm a great
surgeon. We actually have a lot in common.
Well, I think so. And what was it said, though, is that the surgeon says, yeah, but try doing it while your car's still running.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, we're going to be right back with Justin Law.
I'm taking little white pills and lies all been white. I just passed a Jimmy in a white. I've been a-passing everything in sight. 6 days on the road and I'm going to make it home tonight.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. Freedom of the press. What does that mean today? At one time, it meant that the press had a protected status to be the watchdogs of the government and our politicians, to be neutral in their oversight of the news and politics, and to keep the people informed and the politicians honest. Sadly, today, the national news is nothing more than a political puppet with a corrupt, one-sided liberal progressive agenda. We can no longer trust or believe the media, but we can put our trust in Jesus Christ. If you're looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon. And remember, it's worth the ride.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Reading Yellow Cab. At Reading Yellow Cab, they have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night on the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Reading Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Reading Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation and clean, comfortable cabs. Give them a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
Black Bear Diner was started by a couple of hungry guys with a big dream. That dream? Good old-fashioned family food with great service. Like the classic Volcano Breakfast. Secret recipe sweet cream pancakes, hickory smoked bacon, sausage, and fresh cracked eggs. Mmm. Served day or night at over 100 Black Bear Diner locations. Feeding all you hungry bears out there makes us so proud.
Here's your breakfast for dinner. No more coffee?
Thanks, Rosie. I'm sorry. Pancakes at sunset make me a little emotional.
Conservative? Flaunt it. Call Carl and Linda right now.
I said this song sure does fit me.
I had to pull up some trucking songs, just it's so inspired.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Watt and Trish Clark. Hope everybody's doing well here. This portion of the show brought to you by North State Security. North State Security, ounce of prevention since 1968. It's their 50th, they're starting their 50th year here. It started right here, Lance Beck's dad, and it is now the largest security company north of Sacramento. Over 125 officers. They have well over 250 clients, including the city of Reading. These are the ones on the trail, on the bikes now, or North State Security. Sheriff Tom Basenko started at North State Security. Many of their people that were at North State Security because of the training and that they've had there step into other law enforcement officer positions after going through the school. All of this from Lance Beck and his people down there. And they have got a program that if you've got problems in your business at your home, if you're signed up for this program, they have somebody there in under 10 minutes. Now think about that. Under 10 minutes. And this is like, you know, say somebody's in your business and bothering you. The police are not going to be there in under 10 minutes. That is not a priority call to them.
No matter where you live.
Yeah. So no matter where you live. But Lance Beck has people that will get there. And Lance is always looking for good people to join his organization. Give them a call at 243-0295. And as you know, I give little North State Security tips. Things like making sure all your shrubs are cut down so they can see, you know, so people can see if somebody's out there. How you walk down the street, how you, when you go around a corner, be more in the middle of the sidewalk than being right at the corner. Because if you turn the corner and somebody's there, you've got nowhere to go. You get in the middle of the sidewalk, you kind of, when you're going around the corner, at least you have a chance to react.
Be aware of your surroundings.
All of these are North State Security axioms. So North State Security, an ounce of prevention since 1968. And speaking of an ounce of prevention, but really it's a pound of prevention, we're here with Justin Locke from Veterans Diesel and Auto. And we're talking now because we talked about what you should
weren't cut off, it was your headphones.
Okay, good thing I didn't say anything. What you should expect when you come in to a good repair shop, what your mechanic should be doing. Is it important, the relationship? Do you build relationships, I guess, with your customers?
Absolutely.
I mean, it's like, oh, something's happening. Better go see Justin.
But more
it's
importantly,
like a doctor.
Important, not only, exactly, not until you wait to get you sick. I was always taught that you had to treat it just like you treat your body, your health.
Right. Exactly.
You take it in for a regular. I mean, I'm a female. I have three vehicles. I'm not a mind reader, and I don't know how to work on them. But I do know that they all have to go in for a regular checkup. Have to go in and have certain things done, tires yep. rotated, engine, blah, blah, blah. Well, how often do I need to do that, and what do you do on a regular basis?
You know, for my preventive maintenance customers that are just coming in, you know what? Bring them on in. Let's spend about 30 minutes to an hour and just go over everything. You know, let's inspect everything primarily for leaks, any drivability issues. Basically, head off, you know, little problems or at least be aware of them before they create a large problem.
And is it a good idea to do that when it's time to change the oil and what have you, and then rotate the tires and do all those things? Just to make sure you get that checkup.
What would you tell people, Justin, on their car? Okay, I've got a truck that's 11 years old, doesn't get a lot of wear and tear.
Mm-hmm.
So which are the things I should do with it all the time?
Well, you know what? Maintenance. Keep a good eye on replacing the filters on a regular basis.
Mm-hmm.
Like you said earlier, your spark plugs.
Yeah, I didn't realize. It seemed to me when I was younger, you replace spark plugs a lot. But now it's like every 100,000 miles or something.
Well, that's what the manufacturers tell you.
Oh, okay.
What they don't tell you is, you know what? By the time you hit around 50, 60,000 miles, one bad plug can start creating drivability issues.
Does that have anything to do with the mileage?
Absolutely.
Okay, now here's what happened. Because I would be driving this car and it would start to, you know, like hesitating.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody told me, oh, that's your overdrive. And I went, oh, it is? Because when I took the overdrive off, it would stop. But anytime you'd be driving, start to go up a hill or put too much gas on. Well, this is what I found out when they changed the spark plugs. Nope, that was a spark plug.
Yeah.
Because one of your spark plugs was missing. And so what that was doing was causing the jerking of the truck, and it just has not happened since I had the spark plugs changed. And see, if I had come down to Justin and said, this is happening, I don't want it to be my transmission. He would go, it's not. One last thing is, for the same amount of work that I had in this one place, and I talked to Justin, the price was half. I'm just telling you.
So let's talk just a little bit about that. Let's talk about
that.
What is your, let's say, your shop rate, your hourly rate?
Our hourly rate is $85 an hour, which I've tried to keep it as low and as reasonable as possible.
That's very reasonable.
Of course, we give a 10% off to all of our law enforcement, first responders, especially our veterans, which are our favorite customers down there. And we try to keep a fairly low parts markup. You know, we're not in this to get rich overnight or, you know.
You're building a clientele.
That's it.
Where are you located?
We're located at 5642 West Side Road in suite number 5.
Okay, now what's that?
West Side Road.
What's it around?
We're all right over there next to North State Tire and Cal's Books.
Oh, right along 273.
Yes, ma'am.
Right next to Cal's Books. I go there a lot.
Yep.
All right,
yep.
Great.
Well,
yeah.
Now that just means as I'm stopping in there. You know, I wish, frankly, that I'd found you two months ago, or 3 months ago, because when I had that done, because to this day it just rankles me for paying that.
Well,
it was good work, and it fixed the problem. It's just, mm-hmm. you know, and I understand that when you've got a big company, it's kind of like us. This is us here. So we can control a lot of our overhead.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're in a huge company and all that, you know, you've got all these other things. So that's the best thing is when you work with Justin, you're working with the owner.
That's it.
And he can take, you know, once you have that relationship with him, he takes care of all your cars. And now it's personal.
Is it better for me to give you a phone call or stop by and...
A phone call is always best. Being it's, you know, you're dealing with everything from the owner, the mechanic, and the cleanup guy. So, needless to say, I'm stretched kind of thin at times, and as much as I'd love to be at the shop nonstop, a lot of other stuff has to get done. Sometimes running parts, dropping off waste oil, running customers home sometimes.
Right.
Not everybody can, you know, set up a ride.
So what's that phone number?
It is 782-4155.
Okay, so let's now, everybody's got their pencil. Let's give your address one more time and your phone number.
It is, we are located at 5246 West Side Road in suite number 5. And our phone number is 782-4155.
See, several people just said thank you to me because a lot of times you're listening. By the time you get that pencil in hand and a place to write it, that part of the show's over and you've forgotten
times,
the whole thing.
A lot of times Bob will jump on it. Hey, yeah. This is Justin Locke from Veterans Diesel and Auto, and you can look him up in the online and all these things. If you have a question, just call, give us a call, and we'll lead you out there to him. Justin, thank you so much for spending this time with us.
Thank you, Carl. I really appreciate it.
Thank you for your service, buddy.
You have a good day, sir.
Thanks for your service, Justin.
News brought to you on KCNR Shasta, Reading by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Garage.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. President Trump says the Palestinians will have to return to peace talks with Israel in order to get any U.S. aid. The president had a meeting today with Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu at the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland. The Israeli leaders applauding Mr. Trump's recognition of Jerusalem as Israel's capital and the pending move of the U.S. Embassy to Jerusalem.
People say that this pushes peace backward. I say it pushes peace forward because it recognizes history, it recognizes the present reality, and peace can only be built on the basis of truth.
Mr. Trump also sitting down with British Prime Minister Theresa May, indicating that he and May get along well. He calls reports to the contrary false rumors.
We have the same ideas, the same ideals.
And the president says he would just love to be interviewed by the special counsel in the Russia investigation.
In his latest remarks about the Russia probe, the president says he's willing to answer questions from special counsel Robert Mueller under oath, something Mueller has been seeking. The president says, I'm looking forward to it, actually, and thinks it could happen in 2 or 3 weeks.
That's White House correspondent Greg Clugston. The president says he is open to an immigration plan that would lead to citizenship for hundreds of thousands of young people who were brought to this country illegally as children. New home sales tumbled 9.3% last month, falling to an annual rate of 625,000. Home Depot's hourly workers in the U.S. will be getting a $1,000 cash bonus. The home improvement retailer citing the Trump tax cut for the move. Home Depot following others doing the same, including Disney, Starbucks, and Walmart. On Wall Street right now, the Dow is up 93 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
My husband and I wanted to buy a new car, and we don't have very good credit rating, so the bank recommended Trinity, so we called them. And the people were very nice. They told us the best solution for our problems.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-793-9159 to talk to a certified counselor.
Trinity consolidated our bills, got us a lower interest rate, and a much better monthly payment.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment. Put a stop to late fees and over-limit charges. Reduce your interest and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
We feel much better now. Things are going pretty well. And since we've been with Trinity, our credit rating has really improved.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-793-9159.
My name is Ann, and we're debt-free for keeps.
1-800-793-9159.
Thousands of riot police are on duty outside movie theaters in India following violence by Hindu hardliners opposed to the release of a controversial Bollywood film, which they claim distorts history.
Tension is high in several parts of northern India after Hindu right-wing groups clashed with police, ransacked shops and held rallies. Schools were shut in a suburb of Delhi after demonstrators threw stones and smashed the windows of a school bus on Wednesday evening. Despite the threats, the Bollywood epic Padmavat still opened in 5,000 cinemas in many parts of the country. But movie houses in four states have decided not to screen the film due to threats of violence.
The BBC's Andra Sana Rajazan. Rivers across France kept swelling as more rain fell across the country today, with the country on alert for the possibility of floods. Breaking news and analysis, townhall.com. The Senate Armed Services Committee is hosting some high-profile guests today at a hearing on global challenges and national security.
The witnesses include former Secretaries of State Henry Kissinger and George Shultz. They last appeared before the committee 2 years ago when they were interrupted by a group of Code Pink protesters holding a banner and chanting, "Arrest Henry Kissinger for war crimes." The display outraged Chairman John McCain, who called the protesters, in his words, low-life scum, and he ordered the Capitol Police to restore order. When the hearing was interrupted a second time, former Secretary of State George Shultz stood up and saluted Henry Kissinger, and senators and audience members cheered to drown out the protesters. Linda Kenyon, Capitol Hill.
Puerto Rico's governor is estimating that the island's economy will shrink by 11% and its population drop by almost 8% next year. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studio with KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark.
Yeah, Thursday.
I have my Trish girl in here. On Thursday. Good morning, Trishy.
Good morning, Carl. And it's just, it's not raining like we thought it was going to be. It's 35
what happened?
Degrees.
What happened to the, you know, yesterday I'm listening to, and I'm watching the weatherman, and we're reading all these weather reports. It says it's going to be like crazy raining last night and everything, and then today.
Well, just showers, high today of 46, 90% chance of showers, however. Low tonight of 34, showers likely, and then a chance of showers on Friday. Chance of rain on Friday night. Saturday, chance of rain, a high of 52 and a low of 34. Saturday, a 40% chance of rain, mostly cloudy with a high near 52, low of 41. And on Sunday, mostly sunny with a high near 63. Next chance of rain is up next Tuesday, a slight chance of rain, partly sunny, about 58. The weather is always is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
This portion of the show brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction, the largest firearms, privately owned firearms instruction company in all of California, teaching in over 30 counties, getting ready to open up two more counties out there. If you're looking for the most complete CCW training, tactical rifle, advanced pistol, defensive pistol, team building with companies, you know, then coming out for a day of shooting. All of this is at Northern Firearms Instruction. Check it out at usgunpro.com or give them a call at 530-999-1822. Let's go to the phones real quick. Terry, got a special announcement.
Carl.
Terry Raposa from the State of Jefferson Movement.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, Trish.
Good morning, Carl. Terry.
On Monday night, next Monday night, the 29th, at Eagle's Nest Church at 3276 Pacelli Lane, we will be having John Cox coming in. He is running for governor of the state of California. He'll be coming in at 6 o'clock, and it's a chance for the folks to come in and ask questions. We'll have a good forum to where he'll have plenty of time for your questions. On February the 19th at 3276 Pacelli Lane, we will be having Travis Allen coming in, and he will also be doing the same format. So this is an opportunity, and I believe the only two venues in Shasta County where the gubernatorial candidates from the Republican Party will be coming and speaking and answering your questions. So we've set up this forum for these guys. We're excited about it. We hope everybody comes out, ask your questions, and this is a way to, you know, to get the community involved in what's going on as far as who's running for governor in that state of California. We did have Nicholas Wildstar, who was the Libertarian candidate. He was on our radio program, and this is two Sundays ago, on the 14th of January. And if you go back to the archive and you look up Jefferson State of Mind and you go back there, you can listen to that interview that we did with Nicholas Wildstar, who is the Libertarian candidate. We haven't invited Gavin Newsom yet. I'm not really sure he'll come, but I'm sure that we will. Sally, I'll probably send out an invite, but we're pretty excited. We think that this is a community service that everybody can participate in. It's not often we get all the gubernatorial candidates coming up here, so they must think our – maybe they think our vote's worth something. What do you think, Carl?
Well, I think they are, especially Republicans. Now, you know, I was approached by a Republican Hispanic gentleman who said maybe we ought to take a look at which one of the least damaging to the state of California and the Republican Party when you're looking at the Democrats.
You're right, my friend. That's a very good point.
And he said, you know what? Those guys will come up and fight because that type, that swing vote, that independent vote, those Republicans that saying, you know what? It's going to come. Do we want Newsom or anybody else? It'll come down to
pretty
that.
Pretty much anybody else, yeah. I think, is the answer to that.
But that's it. And I think that we also need to be looking at that too. So anyway, okay, Terry, thanks a lot. That's next week, and we'll be talking about it before that.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Hey, I'm here with Ed Rollman, who is the you know what? I don't even know how to introduce you anymore. You know, you're one of the city leaders and have been for a long time. Of course, Sierra Gibbs and the
Best Western.
Best Western, thank you very much. I was going to say that, and I thought, oh, man, if I just, I'm not going to say something.
Throw out the wrong name.
And then it just leaves. But he also started something several years ago, the Merchants Crime Watch, which was a huge success, continues to be a success. And he is still one of the leading proponents of public safety in our city here, well, of all of Shasta County, because whatever affects us, it gets us everywhere here. So good morning to Ed Rollman.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm great. So
good to see you and Trish together, yeah?
Ed and I were talking out before the show. You said for a long time, I've been out of office 11 years, was in office for 20 years, and he's been working this for a long, long time because I was working with him when I first got in office.
I keep trying to encourage her to go back, but she's a little stubborn about that.
I just like to throw out my opinions now.
She says, why do I, she says, there's certain people over there I don't want to work with, that are still there.
Yeah.
Anyway, Ed, let's start with the Merchants Crime Watch. How is, that thing took off like a house of fire. You're sending out emails and to people were, this guy was in our room, this guy is in our parking lot, this guy was in our room. You led the fight there, to the city.
And more importantly, made a difference.
Yeah, you made a difference, but you said something has got to be done here. So what has happened over the last few years?
You got to remember, 7 years ago almost, and at that time I don't think there was a lot of energy pushed toward what was going on with AB 109, which kind of started this whole mess. A group of us recognized that there was a need to communicate some of the problems that were occurring. And at that time it was primarily a group of people on Hilltop and Churn Creek that as businesses, not only in my industry, which is the hotel and restaurant business, uh-huh. but all the shops and all the businesses up and down Hilltop and Churn Creek were seeing a significant increase in crime and activity, panhandling, things that were just a nuisance and, hadn't really gotten to the point that I think it's eventually gotten to. But, we saw the need to communicate, and so we started this group called Reading Merchants Crime Watch as a way to sort of just put things out there that were, if you were having an issue at your property with car break-ins or graffiti or anything. And there were even some more severe crimes like, prostitution and, mm-hmm. Guns being drawn and stuff that some people were dealing with. So we thought a way to communicate it was to get the merchants together and just kind of find a way to say, hey, this is going on in my place, could be happening at your place next because you're right down the street. And it quickly took off to be a citywide and eventually a countywide group of people that I think we have something like 2,600 people that have gone in and out of, registering to be sure. part of this. And, it's grown from being an Outlook thing where I posted it via my Outlook to now we have a website that you sign up on. And you know, it's just grown. It's just a way for us to kind of acknowledge that there is something going on and
communicate that.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And share it with people, because if you're having the problem and you know that you chase somebody off, they're going someplace else.
Right.
After they are. We're here with Ed Roman, Best Western, of course, and C.R. Gibbs, but also the founder of the Merchants Crime Watch, which is spread throughout the county. 2,600 members in it, which allows people that belong to this, if something happens, somebody comes into their shop, they get photos of them, they just send them out to everybody saying, you know, BOLO, be on the lookout for these guys coming in.
Question, just quickly before we kick off for a break. How many cameras are up and down Hilltop in those areas?
You know, I don't. I have 32 cameras just on my property, and they're pretty useful as far as finding out what happened. They're not useful in, you know,
stopping
keeping things from occurring.
Yeah.
But, you know, I know that most of the hotels have one or, you know, maybe multiple cameras. I would say that most of the businesses probably haven't. I've never asked that question. It might be a good question to ask my next Merchant Crime Watch meeting.
Yeah, it could be interesting because I thought about that the other day as I was watching something happen, and I thought, you know, I bet that there's got to be a camera here someplace.
The police, Roger Moore told me, and I see, he says, from your house to right here, you've probably been on 26 cameras.
Yeah.
From my house, which is like 5 minutes away.
Oh, that makes you nervous when you're driving.
But the reason is he's not talking about police cameras. He's talking about enrollment cameras, or he's talking about people that have got cameras out looking
in
down,
their yard.
And then all of a sudden, there you are. Okay, we got to take a break. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Home Helpers. Home Helpers, if you're looking for that quality, compassionate, in-home care for your loved ones, whether it's short-term, like say it's a surgery or, you know, it's my fell, or long-term in-home care, it's Sharon Clark. It's Home Helpers. There's nothing better in this whole region than her. It's affordable, and it keeps your family the happiest in their home. Home Helpers. Give them a call at 226-8350 or just look it up at Reading Home Helpers. We'll be right back with Ed Roman and Trish Clark, Bad Bob, and, of course, Sue McLean.
Your sweetheart to a special Valentine's Day where you both get lucky. Make your date night reservations at Elements Restaurant inside Wind River Resort and Casino. Valentine's Day dinner special for two includes antipasto platter, sides, top sirloin, stuffed lobster tail, and red velvet cake with a glass of champagne for only $55 a couple. With your River Club card, live music with Linda Bott and the Bluebirds. Plus, play your favorite slot machine on us. For reservations, call 1-800-UIN. Download the Wind River app on Google Play or the Apple Store. It's better at the river.
Step inside and begin a relaxing journey that will soothe the mind and awaken the spirit. Wind River Retreat, a full-service spa, is our most amazing amenity at Wind River. It will cleanse away your stress and renew you. Select treatments from our exceptional menu of services that will rejuvenate the mind, body, and soul. Spend an hour or spend the day with us, featuring farmhouse fresh products. Book your appointment today at 530-245-9494. Visit windriverspa.com. Relaxation is better at the river.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that with proper care and just a little discipline should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
The name says it all. Veterans Diesel and Auto. When it comes to keeping your wheels rolling, you can depend on Justin to give you quality, guaranteed work. Customers on Yelp praise Veterans Diesel and Auto, saying it's excellent, honest, and fair repairs. Now, veterans, you can also receive an additional 10% off all labor costs on any car or truck repair. Veterans Diesel and Auto Repair, 5246 West Side Road. Look them up online by searching Veterans Diesel Reading, a veteran-owned local small business. Tobacco and Brew has been a sponsor here on KCNR 1460 since we started the station 8 years ago. A long-standing Reading tradition, Tobacco and Brew is locally owned, backs our veterans, and does so much more for this community. It's located at 2143 Hilltop Drive. Check out their new lines, new products, new briar pipes, and of course, the famous walk-in humidor. Come in and see the newly remodeled Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. This is. Oh, I thought you were going to tell me this is the, you know, the theme from. What was that one about the detectives and all that? Because Ed's on here, Red Foreman from Merchant Crime Watch here. Okay, hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. They're on Hilltop at 2225 Hilltop, and they also have a bunch of stories to tell. The previous owner there, Leonard, carried a gun all the time. Aired it, and he had no problem. He had no problem using it if he had to. But Rebecca and Henry are there, much nicer people. They would just probably hit you with baseball bats if you try to steal from them because they are really great people. This, I can't think of a better place in town to buy jewelry. It's the only full-service jewelry store in Reading with a watch repairman, the whole thing. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. It's where Trish and Linda go.
Absolutely. A girl cannot have too many diamonds or too many guns.
There you go. I like that. Hey, we're here with Ed Roman, who started the Merchant's Crime Watch, Sierra Gibbs, Best Western and all this. It started with a prostitute down there that was breaking into people, breaking into rooms, and then going down and soliciting.
Well, I'm glad the Crime Watch started.
Yeah, because, Crime Watch started.
Yeah, okay.
And so it's
I thought you were saying that the Hilltop Inn and Sierra Gibbs started Western.
Might be an extra way to make money.
You just had my mind reeling there, Carl.
Calm down, Trish.
Calm down. It's not a second job. Okay. No, the Merchant's Crime Watch started because of a known prostitute that was breaking into a rooms and then coming down to Ed's bar and soliciting. And the customers were complaining. And so that's where it kind of started. And it's grown. For a long time, we were really fighting to get patrols up there on Hilltop. And then there was a Hilltop Patrol started. And what impact was that, would you say?
Well, the problem with it is it can't be consistent because there's always reasons why that patrol isn't maybe available as readily as you would like it. But whenever they're out there in force, especially if they're out there on bikes on a nice day, and you see things kind of tame down a little bit. You don't see as much activity. You know, those of you that drive up and down on Hilltop, there's certain times of the day, early morning hours, late evening hours especially, even through the work period, you know, there's still traffic. But you see a lot of people walking up and down the street with backpacks or riding bikes with backpacks. And we sort of learned that when a person is riding a bike with a backpack and they're cruising through your parking lot for no real reason, that they're probably looking for a way to break into a vehicle or, you know, they're casing things out. And a lot of that activity just sort of gets my staff where they're more alert. And so we kind of watch for that kind of stuff. But when there's patrols up and down Hilltop, you don't see that activity happen as often. You know, it's still they're going to beat them. You're going to be ahead of them or behind them. But, you know, it has
keeps them moving.
And just having a close contact with somebody in the police department that you can call up and say, look, there's a lot of activity going on at the corner of, you know, Hilltop and Cypress or, you know, Hilltop and Churn Creek and Cypress, whatever. They go in there and they fix that. They at least respond to it. And I know that the area where Safeway and stuff is, you know, there's been issues with people coming into that parking lot and creating a little bit of havoc just by patrolling that a little bit and having some private security in there. I think they've eliminated a lot of that problem.
You said you've got a number of cameras out on your property.
32.
Have you thought about attaching something to them with a crosshair? And so that as people are breaking into things, you can maybe hit them with a paint gun ball or something like that.
Well, wouldn't that be nice? I'm not sure that California you could get by with that.
Well, as long as it's a paintball. And it's not a 308 round that does it. But, I mean, it's just... You know, the fact is that you hear this all the time. People come in here, we're looking
to buy a house here. Their car's broken into. All their stuff is taken. So the realtor is having a tough time convincing them they ought to stay here. Another one was they had their bikes on their car. I mean, they were gone. I mean, just gone.
I've seen them take the bikes with the bike rack because they couldn't get it off. So they just undid the bike rack and took it, carried the bike and the bike racks down the street, watched it on camera.
Yeah.
You know, they're brave. Yeah. They're brave.
They're brazen. In their motorhome and had the motorbike stolen with the rack and everything, the box and everything off the back of their motorhome while they were parked.
If it's
in
not
a
attached,
hotel.
The likelihood of you getting something taken is pretty good. Anywhere on the I-5 corridor, not just in Redding.
That's true. Yeah.
And here's what people don't realize. You know, we had the opportunity to go to Alaska, and then as we came down, we stopped in Vancouver and Seattle and down. And trust me, the problems that we have right here are they have them in these beautiful places with, you know, everybody talks about, well, there's no money here in Redding, which isn't true. But, you know, this is kind of the thing you hear. Seattle, which is probably one of the richest cities in the United States with all the things they have, their homeless problem is overwhelming to them. Their drug problem is overwhelming to them. The amount of things that are stolen, just like we have here, it is just terrible.
As a side note, all of those places that have introduced legal marijuana have found that those incidents have risen in their areas as well.
So what do you think about that, Ed? You're a leader in this town. And I've been asked. I asked Tippin, and I asked people about this. About what do you think about the idea of having marijuana?
I think the problem with it is that we haven't put the right restrictions and the right controls in place. If we're going to legalize it, we're going to allow it, which it looks like that's the direction that it's going to head. You know, not only for the states that have already said it's okay, but eventually I think the whole United States is probably going to give in at some point, and they're going to have some reform for marijuana laws. Mm-hmm. I think that, you have to treat it a lot like you treat alcohol, is you have to have these restrictions, and you have to have these guidelines, and there have to be licenses, and there have to be consequences when the laws are broken. And, I know as an operator of a food and beverage facility, the restrictions that are on me to sell alcohol, they're pretty strong.
Sure,
I think that if we're going to do it, there's got to be some way to sort of make it palatable for everybody. And I don't think that we as a society have gone about it correctly. I don't really have an opinion one way or another. I can't tell you that I didn't smoke marijuana when I was younger. But I can say, it's not something that I would do. And it's something that I really watch with my employees, because you don't want them coming to work after they've already
blasted.
It doesn't make sense. And there's not really a lot of meat in the rules and the laws that are out there right now. And I think that we have to get to that point.
Well, my concern is this: is if you for your analysis testing, if you because marijuana stays in your system a long time, 30 days or more, depending on what kind of test they do, and if you've got people that when I was talking to Barry Tippin about it, he says, you have to take a drug test before you get hired at the city. But those drug tests stop unless you're driving heavy machinery or it's like the linemen. They do the testing. And if anybody appears to be under the influence of whether it's alcohol or drugs, they immediately, that's addressed and they get tested. I see that. But if you're, I just see this leading to all these things that somebody uses this stuff and, a drug-free atmosphere. I mean, do you want your teachers coming to school that have been smoking it, for 4 days and they're coming back? I mean, it's got no effect on me. See, the other thing is long-range effects. That's my whole thing. On the other side, I'm a libertarian. Say, if you want to stick something in your body, that's fine, as long as it doesn't affect me. But Richard Kern from Shasta, from City of Shasta Lake was on. They made a lot of money tax-wise off this. And I think that's what you're seeing from the city council. It's not so much the use of it we can be able to control it then. No, you can't. But it's the money they're looking at, which can be used in the sense of
money.
More.
If they can make enough money to counteract the damage that they cause. You might also want to check with Richard about how much bigger the sheriff's contract is than it used to be. how much more money they're spending on that.
They've added. Yeah, they pay for it. They're paying for an extra sheriff's deputy out there.
Yeah. So you need to deduct that from that tax they got and all the other things that is costing them as a result of it.
But it's also shoved into their general fund, and it's not in a specific fund. That's what you have to do. You have to make sure it doesn't go into something too specific. We're here with Ed Roman. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, I want to talk to Ed about, you know, we're talking public safety. And under the new regime, a lot of things are happening, but yet cars are still being broken into. You only got so many police. You still don't have any room at the jail and all this. I sense that there's going to be a movement. And talking to Barry Tippin the other day and Tuesday, it was really fortuitous that we got you in here too, because you are one of the leaders in our city about, do we accept what we have, or do we move forward and fight this? And we'll be right back after these messages. This portion of the show brought to you by Bastiani Arms. This is not the way I say you should go out and fight it, but you always should be able to protect yourself and your home and your stuff. And I can't think of a better place to buy a firearm or any of the accessories than Bastiani Arms. Locally owned, locally operated by John and Sarah Bastiani, for over the last 8 years, they have done just a great job in building a solid, solid business there when it comes to firearms. He's a great gunsmith. They've got super customer service. Veterans get discounts. Classes on concealed carry and hunter safety. They've got it all. 2539 Larkspur, open Tuesday through Saturday. Bastiani Arms. We'll be right back.
We built this city. We built this city on rock and roll. We built this city. We built this city on rock and roll.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
It is tough establishing a new business in California, and even tougher if you're trying to understand the multiple laws that seem to have no other reason but to make your life harder. How do you deal with those legal hurdles while trying to build this new business or expand an existing one? By having your own qualified expert assist you. Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in business law and is well versed on the morass of legal questions facing a California business. Douglas Wright, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or douglaswrightlaw.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kara Tennant with CARE Animal Hospital, and I'm inviting you to join me on the Carl and Linda Morning Show. We will be discussing all of Reading's local pet needs and how to keep your pet happy, healthy, and safe. CARE Animal Hospital is a local veterinary clinic located on the corner of Hilltop Drive and Lake Boulevard. Make sure your best friend has the best possible care today.
Join Dr. Kara Tennant on Friday morning, February 16th from 8 to 9 on Free Fire Radio here on AM 1460 KCNR.
Got something stuck in your craw? Give us a call, 605-4567.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studio. It's KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Larkin. Morning, everybody. It's 40 degrees, going up to 46 today and a low of 34 tonight with some rain coming in. Weather Report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Discounts for seniors and veterans, 365-3793. And this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue. Discounts for seniors and veterans at that barbershop. It's a better-known shop, and it's man's last stronghold. Whoa. Sometimes I just go down there just to sit down and absorb the testosterone.
And read the magazine.
The testosterone that's in that shop. Yeah. Okay. Hey, look. Speaking of fueled and ready to go, we have Ed Roman here. And Ed, when I left, I asked a question. Is, you know, it, so a couple years ago, we had this D&E. What do you call those? Measures D&E. D, raising the taxes, failed horribly. 65 or, you know, some percent against it. On the other hand, E passed when it said, if it does pass, we want a group to oversee this. So what that did was it just kind of like hung there. And now we've watched, even with the new regime, they're trying new things and all that. We are still... The rise, it's a rise in car theft, rise in this again. I mean, even with they're out in the streets, raiding places and doing this. Is the city of Redding ready to come back and revisit this?
Well, I think we're always going to revisit it until we make it successful. I think having the lowest tax rate in the state of California, along with a few other counties, combined with the fact that we have one of the highest crime rates,
does it seem
maybe
like
it's saying something.
Yeah.
It does, but the reality of it is there's so much mistrust out there of what's going to happen with that money, because the difficult part in the state of California is if you want to go with a specific tax, it has to pass with 2/3 of the vote, and that's hard to get. Whether everybody believes in it or the majority of the people believe in it or not, mm-hmm. you know, getting 66% of a vote's tough.
Yeah.
The only way really that you can legitimately do it is do it with an advisory measure and, you know, go with 50% plus one.
Yeah, as Anderson did.
And
was very successful,
and,
by
and
the
Trish
way.
Knows that because yeah. she lives there.
But the point, and when that failed, what was the very first action that came to the people's mind right after that failed, when they said, we need this money desperately, we got to have it for law enforcement? And the very first thing that made the papers, as I recall, is they turned around and gave...
Missy MacArthur came up and
gave
up
a great big raise
and
to the,
raise,
the Parks and Recreation
Kim
Director.
Kim Reamer, $1,000 a month, and it was...
And that was like that was, a slap in the face to the people out there.
And everybody said, oh... We were right.
Absolutely. Well, you know, the timing's everything. Whether the salary was justified or not,
irrelevant.
It was timing.
Yeah.
It was
exactly.
Timing.
And then two of the people that voted for that are still on the city council, by the way. Missy, of course, is running for a supervisor. But Kristen Schrader and Francie Sullivan, who voted for that, and frankly, it shows a total lack of common sense.
Just
unawareness of what the population were thinking are still on that. So
yeah.
If you start thinking about if you start coming out again with that 50% plus one, you've got and the whole thing is changing the culture.
Changing the culture. That's exactly what's got to happen. And I think
is that get a different kind of a language for replacing the people that are on the city council and keep making those same decisions?
If that's part of changing the culture, then you have to look at that. But I think look at this. So you got Barry Tippin in there as our city manager now. Mm-hmm. You've got Roger Moore in there as our chief of police. And as you know, I was a really good friend of Rob Paletti's. I think
yes.
Rob did a great job.
We really like Rob.
You know, and moving to Roger and having Barry come in. You know, they have a little different perspective on what they want to accomplish, and they've opened things up a little bit. So I think the trust factor for those two people is a little better than maybe what the trust factor was a year ago.
Okay.
So, you know, and I've talked to some people about this, is they like the aggressiveness of going out and getting some things done. You know, like we were talking earlier about do I notice any difference when there's officers on Hilltop patrolling the area? I've worked with Roger to eliminate some problem areas that were areas of high profile, you know, groups of those types of people, the criminals and the thugs gathering, and they've eliminated those areas. You know, they don't congregate there anymore. Mm-hmm. And I think that's an important thing because they were high visibility areas, not only to people coming into our community, but to our citizens every day, and they were getting really frustrated with it. So I think that change in culture in the city has created a more positive environment for people to look at. I had a conversation with Dale Ball the other day, and, you know, Dale thinks that things have changed, that the momentum has swung back so that there's a little more trust with what's going on with the city. So let's take that to the county level. And we don't have all day to converse about this, but the county has to change their philosophy on the culture that they allow. Whether it's the supervisors, the sheriff, or whoever it is, there's got to be those positive wins so that the community says, hey, we just opened up 20 beds in the jail, and we can get 20 more people in there. You know what 20 would do? 20 would get 20 people off the street.
20, and you know, and we can say that what essentially that does, it'll be filled up in 15 minutes, but
that would be 20 people that are not readmitting on a regular basis.
That's right. Maybe those two guys have been arrested 57 times.
That's right.
Maybe it's those guys. But you're right. We need those little wins. And so far, Tom has brought up several ideas, which I thought, and I'm sure most everybody thought, that's a good idea. And it never made it past the border supervisors. But you're right, though. We need, even if it's a small victory.
Absolutely. And I think Tom believes in what Tom's a great sheriff.
Yeah.
You just think of all the positive things that he's done in our community. But we don't allow him to get the wins. You know, when he wants 64 beds, he gets shut down because of the price. And I get that. I get that we have to have the money to pay for it. So how do we
much of money paying for it up front. It's that ongoing
check to ongoing expense.
And
absolutely.
In reality, because I can play both sides of that. I've done the budget. I know that if you're looking at your budget that is not only not growing, it's stagnant, and it's going in the hole every year, committing to an extra $500,000 every year, you can't legitimately do that.
I think we all get that. You know, it's just how are we going to change it?
But we're tired of hearing that.
Yeah.
We're tired of hearing somebody say, we need this if we had more money. During this, though, when we were talking to Barry, I was getting all types of chat room stuff from other people that shows from 2014 to 2018, the differences in salaries has gone up $9 million in 4 years. For the retirement, $10 million in 4 years. And if you look at it, it's going, if you look at the bar graph, it's going straight up. A lot of people, this is part of the things that people are going to, you know, this has to be addressed and people have got to get their arms around it. $9 million in raises. Well, you know, and this is for everybody. This isn't police. This isn't firemen. This is everybody at city. So that's got to be addressed. And somehow you got to get your arms around that one.
And it is in the personnel costs. We did it in 1990 when we came on. We had this really bad budget issue. Went through, eliminated positions. And that's what they don't do in either the city or the county. They lay people off, but they don't get rid of the positions. So they make this big announcement that they've laid them off. Positions are still there, and then behind the scenes, they just keep refilling them.
Well,
so
think about the retail stores that are closing or have closed nationwide. Why are they closing? It's personnel costs.
Exactly.
To keep those retails, you know, Amazon and those places have a different philosophy about how they're going to pay their people and how they're going to make money. And so they've cut their overhead by the way that they operate.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you have huge companies like Sears and JCPenney's and Macy's closing stores, that's telling you that, you know, that things are tough.
Personnel. Big
companies going out of business because of the cost of health care, because of the cost of just the – I pay – it's just my little place here where everybody's on a part-time basis in the sense of nobody's working 8 hours here a day except me and Linda. And we don't have to pay for us because we're the owners. how much I pay in taxes. I just can't hardly imagine when I talk to other people like you and others that are going, you pay how much? Oh, yeah, well, this is how much I pay. You know, it's in the hundreds of thousands of dollars.
No, I kind of like the fee that you pay me for coming in here. You know?
Well, yeah, me too. I
totally
love it.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what? You get what you pay for.
Oh, no, so easy.
Okay. Now, okay, so what we're saying here then is, and I agree, we need to get with the people of our city and say, and I'm going to take a break right after this, is and say to them that are you happy with the status quo? Can you live with the status quo? Or what are you willing to do to change it?
The people in our county.
And the people, well, it's going to be in the county too, but it's going to be the first part is the city because if the city needs to get their arms around it, but at the same time, you got to suck in the county to buy into it. So I want to take a break because I want you to address that
absolutely
when we get back.
Okay.
This portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. You know, Alliance Heating and Air has been with us for a long time, and I can't think of any other HVAC company I would go to in case of emergency or just regular PMing, that's preventive maintenance, on your equipment. That's what a PM is, preventive maintenance, on your equipment out there than Alliance Heating and Air, a veteran-owned business that's been in the business here in Shasta County for over a quarter of a century, a veteran-owned business that are there for you when you need them. Give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org. Martin and Pam, I can't think of better people to call.
Not all solar companies are the same. Neither are all solar installations. Hi, I'm Bruce Blake, president of Powerhouse Solar. Your solar design should be based upon what gives your family the best results, not what is easiest to install. Ground rack, roof mount, sun tracker, you name it. Powerhouse Solar does it all. But not all solar companies offer all these options. Powerhouse Solar is a SunPower Elite dealer, which means your family is getting the best, most efficient solar panel on the market, combined with a system design and installation that fits your exact energy needs. And let's face it, a cookie cutter system can not only cost you more in the long run, but be less efficient. Since 2003, Powerhouse Solar has been your solar energy expert. Let us design the perfect SunPower solar energy system for your family. Call Powerhouse Solar today and let us show you how to get the power of the sun working for you.
Please join us for the State of Jefferson 2018 Banquet and Fundraiser. It'll be held Saturday, February 17th at the Anderson VFW Hall. Doors open at 5 with a catered tri-tip or chicken dinner served at 5:30. You'll enjoy great food and awesome prizes as well as live and silent auction items. All proceeds will benefit the Jefferson Legal Fund. Tickets are $35 each or get a pair for $60. Cost for a table of 8 is $500 and includes 8 dinners and $600 in prize tickets. In Shasta County, call Chris Kellstrom at 530-526-2352 for tickets or more information. In Tehama County, call Patty Smith at 530-586-2166. We'll see you Saturday, February 17th at the Anderson VFW Hall, 3210 West Center Street in Anderson. And remember, the time has come for 51.
The time has come for 51 in the Jefferson State of Mind.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with 2 full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 1460. Carl Bott and Trish Clark. Weather, 40 degrees, going up to 46 today, some rain. Rain tomorrow is going to start tapering off this weekend. Weather Report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Cornerstone Community Bank is bringing you this segment. You know, why don't you go on down to Cornerstone Bank? It's, you know, it's locally owned. The newest branch is down on California Street, 1845. Go on down and check out how they're moving local dreams forward. That's Cornerstone Community Bank. And speaking of local dreams, we have Ed Roman, who fulfills the dreams of many, many people.
Dream maker.
He's, you know what? I'm just going to say city leader, of course, C.R. Gibbs and Best Western, but headed up the Merchant Crime Watch, but has done so many other things. Has been such a big part of our city. And the question when we left was this. Is the city of Reading willing to try something else to move forward, or are they willing to accept the status quo where we are right now? Maybe a couple little changes, but it's not really going to change.
Well, you know, in some conversations that I've had with some other city leaders, that question's come up, and I think that it has to be the community that answers the call. They have to answer that question. Are you okay with the way things are? If you are, then we don't need to do anything. We just keep going the way we're going.
Keep struggling along.
We'll have our cars broken into.
Be reactive to whatever happens and try to solve it after the fact.
Maybe slowly as the economy rises, they will get more police, and maybe the county gets more money to put some more people in jail. But I can live with this.
If that's the case, don't complain about it. That's the way we're going to be. But if you want to make change, how are we going to do it? Now, there's lots of things that get talked about. You know, there's how to control costs. You know, has the city done a good job of managing its budget? You know, when you talk to them, there's not a lot of extra money there that they can pull in and hire a new cop. We can't rely on groups and organizations to give us a cop every now and then.
Spend it on an ongoing basis.
It doesn't work because it's not sustainable. So it leaves the big elephant in the room is, do we increase taxes? And I'm not a tax guy. I don't want to pay more taxes. I think California is ridiculous in the way that they throw taxes and fees at you from every angle that they can. But in our community, if it's important to us, why not step up and do what other communities have done, which some communities have gone as much as 1% more. You know, every time that we've gone to the table, we've asked for a 0.5% increase in sales tax. I don't know if that's enough now or not. It may need to be more. And I think we have to ask that question to our citizens, and they have to answer that question in some sort of a forum, maybe a town hall forum, you know, where we sit down and 2,000 people show up at Sequoia School and converse with a group of people from the city and the county.
We've done that
before. As to how that would work.
We've done that before.
We
filled up Sequoia School. I mean, overflowing where people were outside listening to it on the radio because we were broadcasting it that night. Mm-hmm. But there was a lot of comment, and a lot of people had a chance to express themselves. And I think you're absolutely right. We're going to have to do something, but it's got to be in such a way that it's a little bit because the people that talk, some say, but there's so many out there that it's either agreeing with them or disagreeing with them that maybe didn't make it, or they don't feel like standing up. So there's got to be a way. Maybe something that goes out with the REU with a note in there or something that says, this is where we are, and at least get some kind of idea.
Absolutely. And I think the community itself has to make the decision.
It does.
As a whole.
Right. Because if we don't decide it as a community, it doesn't do any good what the city council says because it just won't support it. It'll just be a waste of money. But if the community is behind it, if you get the people behind this, it will happen, and at the same time, they can change the culture that's in there.
If you're going to go for a 0.5-cent sales tax or a sales tax, you need to look at a countywide. You've got part of the negativity, a lot of the negativity that was spread was you've got half of the people in Shasta County live in the city of Reading. The other half do not. They're all going to pay that 0.5-cent sales tax. They live in the unincorporated area. They're negative about it because not only are they going to pay it, they're going to get any benefit from it. So if you go a half-cent sales tax countywide and let everybody in the county think they're going to get some benefit, your chances of passing and getting that 50% are a heck of a lot stronger if you can sell it to everybody.
It'd be interesting
to
talk,
get a benefit.
To talk to the people in Anderson, you know, just people that
they're
have friends there.
It hasn't
say,
impacted them.
Yep. Has it
you
has
don't
an
even
impact,
know the difference.
Has it made things better?
Absolutely.
And that's the question that you have to ask, because if it can make things better, and that's the goal, you know, go back to the questions. If that's the goal, then, you know, maybe a tax is the answer. I don't know that is the goal
be,
in everybody's mind.
That may not be, because as we talked, we saw that the fact that there was a $9 million raise in salaries over the last 4 years. That's got to be addressed.
Yep.
$10 million in just in retirement. That's $19 million out of the old budget right there on personnel things. Now, you may not be able to do too much about the health. But you explain to people, we want more of your money, and we just gave everybody in the city a raise, and we've hired more people to work at the city. You know, all of that needs to be addressed to the people and says, you know what, then we're going to go into a real crunch here and get down to just, you know, to muscle with, you know, a 3% layer instead of
12%. And you know
layer.
What, it can be done. We proved it before that there are a lot of people in those departments. If you start going to each department and actually make them account for, number one, all the positions that are funded, and get rid of any positions that are not filled, start there. Get those off the books so that they can't be filled, because that's what happens. And then start looking and maybe take one person out of every department at the county level or the city level. You can make a huge difference in that budget and show your intent to the public. All right, we just laid off 50 people.
I think that, you know, Barry Tippin needs to bring that to the forefront as some of the things that he's done in the city since the changes and since he's become city manager to do just that, you know, to put people in positions and not fill certain positions. You know, he's made some strides in a positive way that in a short period of time. And I think that he needs to share that with the community so they can see that there is actually somebody out there working for them.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I wasn't a huge fan of hiring from within when Kurt Starman left. But, you know, Barry's proved to be a good choice. And, you know, he along with Roger Moore, can lead a huge charge to make positive things happen in our community.
I don't think that the city was ready for somebody to come in from the outside and look at and try something totally new without having any kind of history as to what doesn't work.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they weren't in a position at that point to do that. I think going from within, okay, I've watched three people do this and it didn't work. I can go from experience and do something a little different.
Hey, I had my questions about Barry. Yeah. And I was pretty upfront about him. But I talked to Barry before the decision was made. You know, I actually sat down and talked with him. And I thought, you've got a lot of good ideas here, Barry. How come we haven't heard these? Well, he's not the boss,
right.
And I thought, well, that's true. You know, I mean, you can come up with the ideas, and saw it in the military all
once
the time.
Again, though,
you come up with a good idea, and if the boss doesn't go for it, it stays right there.
You got to think outside the box,
yes,
and that's
yes.
Finally that's happening.
What happened though with again the image was that the city council didn't ask him those questions or talk about those questions or ask him for those goals and objectives, and they said that,
mm-hmm.
And that was kind of.
It was weird. The whole thing is weird. But let's go
but
back.
But he's proven to be pretty good.
Oh, I think he's made a lot of positive changes, obviously. But now we go back into, and the crux of the whole matter, as Ed said, is the people's will. Has things shifted enough? Have things gotten bad enough? It's kind of like cataracts. My brother-in-law is an ophthalmologist. He says, I don't usually operate on cataracts till they're pretty bad. He says, because then when I take them out, it's almost like, you know, I mean, it's such a big, big change. If you take them out right away, it's not that big a change. Has our city gotten to the point where, maybe I shouldn't say that. Anyway,
well,
maybe.
Cataract surgery? No, not yet.
No. You know, he says no, but when it does, there's a big difference. Has our city gotten to the point where we're ready to really look at a tax without anger and look at it objectively and or accept what it is, and then stop complaining about it. We'll just keep moving ahead.
Well, I think that's the answer the community has to give us, you know.
So how
do you and I know the answer that we would give them?
I think that there's got to be some things, other things done. I think there has to be a show of good faith.
You have to build some trust.
As I said, two of the people that voted for a raise right after that last fiasco are still on the city council. I would really like to confront them on this, and not confront them, but ask them about this. So why should people trust you now? I think that we need to have leaders from all aspects of our community, pro-tax, anti-tax, pro-government, anti-government, come in together, just like you said, Ed.
Right. And when you start thinking about all those different groups of people,
mm-hmm.
So those groups and the people that represent those groups need to come to the table, and they need to share those opinions, because those little groups of people that are out there, some of them say things and some of them don't. And, you know, I think we need to know where these people all stand. So then you can decide,
mm-hmm.
is a tax really where we need to go? Or is status quo okay? And we just chip away at this stuff? I mean, those groups of people, putting them together in a room, I think are going to make part of this. You can't get every citizen in a room. I get that.
But you can get the people, though, you've got some people that are just strongly against, you know, anything like that, because they do not trust government. But, so what's your solutions for this, then? Give us a solution like this. You know what? I'm all for solutions. That's where I'm at. I don't care where it comes from. And if it makes sense and it works, then I think that's what we ought to, you know, we all look
when
at.
When Trish and I were talking earlier, we talked about civility in politics. And that's the one thing that's missing is there's no civility there anymore where you can come to an agreement that this needs to be what's changed. Unfortunately, that's created a quagmire that... be tough to get out of.
Yeah. Ed Roman.
We used to be able to agree to disagree. We can't do that
anymore.
That's
right. Well, you know what? But we can right here on this show.
Absolutely.
Everybody can sit here. We can talk and we can enjoy each other. Ed Roman, who, of course, is one of the leaders in our city, and you know, Sierra Gibbs and Best Western Hotel has helped clean up Hilltop. One of the leaders you turn to when we start moving things forward, one way or the other. And I really think government needs to get out of this. At this point, and it needs to be the leadership of the city, of businesses, and not the leadership from government that makes these decisions, that take the lead in this whole thing.
I agree.
So I expect Ed to see you out there.
I will be.
Hey, tomorrow we got some great, great, great surprises for you. Of course, the man in the street and much more. Have a great day. Be careful out there.
News from Town Hall in Progress, brought to you by